أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ومن دونهما جنتان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان. In the beginning of the second ruku, the two jannats, two gardens were explained, which are of the very superior quality. And according to the next surah, Surah Waqiyah, it appears that is for Ashabul Maymana. That is the exceptionally very pious people. And then, وَمِن دُونِهِمَا, of a lesser degree. There are another two gardens also, and this seems to be for Ashabi Yameen, those who are pious also. But the first degree, first gardens that were mentioned of the very high level, that is for the extremely pious people, for the people of the higher degree. And according to Quran and Hadith, the Shuhada, their Jannat will be different again, etc. For every person, for the ordinary people, it will be different. So these are two gardens which Allah Ta'ala explains, which are of a lesser degree than the previous two. Then which of the favors of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala will you deny? Mudhammata, Gehri Sabz Jaisesiyah. And these gardens will be, the foliage in it and the greenery in it will be very, very dense, very dark green, almost like black. That is, it will be so lush and so full with greenery also. And everywhere it will be fresh all the time, and the greenery will be there all the time. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ پھر کیا کیا نعمتیں اپنے رب کی جھٹلاؤ گے. Then which favors of your Lord, of Allah Ta'ala, are you going to deny? فِيهِمَا عَيْنَانِ نَضَّاخَتَانِ ان میں دو چشمے ہیں اُبلتے ہوئے. And there will be also two fountains, and the water of those fountains will be gushing forth. You won't have to look after your garden there. There won't be seasons of the garden. There is no question of any drought there or anything. All the time those gardens will be beautiful, and this irrigation system which Allah Ta'ala has kept will be there, and it will keep those gardens beautifully lush and green all the time. The water will be coming forth. And these are all the ni'mats of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala which man should appreciate. And man should think about this, that what kind of a beautiful jannat Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has prepared just for a little while in this dunya, which is called just about 2 minutes compared to 1 day of the akhirat. Just obey the commandments of Allah Ta'ala, stay away from the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala, and see what ni'mats Allah Ta'ala has prepared for such people. فِيهِمَا فَاكِهَةُ وَنَخْلُ وَرُمَّانُ ان میں میوے ہیں اور کھجوریں اور انار. In here also there will be all types of fruit, and the particular fruit Allah Ta'ala describes here is the date palm and the pomegranate. And these are just names which we know, but the fruit of Jannat we cannot imagine. It is completely different from the fruit of this dunya, the enjoyment of it and the accessibility to it. Everything is completely different. It is just for us to be able to understand that the names are the same. Otherwise, we cannot imagine. It is beyond our imagination how delicious that fruit will be. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ پھر کیا کیا نعمتیں اپنے رب کی جھٹلاؤ گے. Then which favors of your Allah are you going to deny? How you cannot deny what favors He has kept. He has created you and put you in this world. He has given you all the capability of fulfilling His commandments. He has made you Muslim and He has made you fulfill His commandments. And then that was enough that you were just obedient to Him. But on top of that, He gives you all these favors. So these are the great, great favors of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala in His infinite mercy that give us the tawfiq to be obedient to Him for what wrong we have done, to make sincere tawbah from that and to be obedient to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala and to go and enjoy these eternal favors in Jannat. May Allah bless us all with it. Ameen.